clearly one of the great treasures of Dallas and arguably North Texas or Texas as a whole is the State Fair of Texas. People look forward to it all year long. It's been the area of tremendous invention. Jim Ling started Ling Temco Vaught LTV by selling stock at the fair, and a lot of stock has been sold at the fair, a lot of livestock. Mitchell Gleiber's the president of the State Fair of Texas, has been since 2014, and he has roots at KRLD because his father used to be our sports director, Frank Gleiber. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thank you very much.
So is this fun work? I mean, you only work 24 days a year, right?
Yeah, a lot of people say that for sure. There's a little bit more to it than that. But yes, to answer the question, it's a blast. Every year is a new challenge. And our team we have a great team of folks working at the State Fair of Texas full time. So yes, it's very fun, very rewarding.
So tell me about how this is organized. So you're the president of the State Fair of Texas. But we all just followed this stuff through the city council, and there's an outside management company that's going to manage Fair Park. So you're a tenant of Fair Park?
That's correct. Yes, we are a tenant of Fair Park. City of Dallas owns the land. They recently turned over the management of the park on a year-round basis to Spectra. And so Spectra, through a nonprofit organization called Fair Park First that is involved with them. So Spectra will be managing the park on a year-round basis, and we still have our contract. It doesn't really impact our contract one way or the other, but Spectra will be the company in charge of really making Fair Park lively on a year-round basis.
But I mean, so you could leave in a huff, right? I mean, you could say, well, we're just going to Jerry World because you're treating us wrong. You're just a tenant.
We are just a tenant, but we do have a contract, and we certainly can intend to fulfill that contract. It's been our home at Fair Park since 1886, and so there's a reason why we wanted that extension on our contract.
Well,
we want to be there.
And you got a great carrot dangling out there on the end of the stick, because everybody remembers all these great Art Deco buildings built for the centennial of 1936, and now you've got a bicentennial coming up. I mean, really not all that long from now, I guess.
Absolutely. 2036 would be the bicentennial year, and that was one of the big motivations we had in trying to get that extra 10 years put onto our contract, because we need to start working now to make sure that the City of Dallas and Fair Park lands the bicentennial, the official bicentennial celebration for the state of Texas. There's no better place to hold it, and we, of course, feel like we are the best suited entity to make that thing happen and make it special.
Well, you've got the most credibility anyway, because, you know, you pull this thing off every year. But the reality is you do more than just the State Fair of Texas for 24 days a year. I know you've got a livestock auction, the Big Tech Scholarship Program. You give a lot of money away.
We do. Every year, of course, we do have that Big Tech Youth Livestock Auction. Happens every fair. We have thousands of kids that show animals throughout the fair. Agriculture, education, and community involvement are really kind of the three pillars of the mission of the State Fair of Texas. So the agriculture side is part of it. Through scholarship programs, we do distribute dollars through that way. And then we've started a community affairs team 3 years ago, and we work with nonprofit organizations specifically in the South Dallas Fair Park area. And annually, we are providing grants that exceed $500,000 to very worthy organizations in need around that South Dallas Fair Park area.
So you really do. You make enough every year. I mean, are there bad years where it just rains like crazy and all you do is break even?
There can be. That would be a really bad year. We actually had the rainiest fair on record this past year.
Yeah.
If you remember, we had 12 out of 24 days were impacted by rain, and it was the rainiest September and October on record. So we came through it okay, but that just goes to show that the power of the fair, even with 12 days of operating, we were still able to make money out of the fair.
So there's this effort, and you alluded to it, that with the new management to take that great space and make it used more. I mean, there ought to be great summer festivals out there. There are, from time to time, there are, you know, holiday lights exhibits or Chinese lantern exhibits or something or other. But the idea is to keep it busy all the time. Are you all going to be part of that?
We will. Ultimately, it'll be Spectra's responsibility, and they have the skins on the wall through different venues that they manage across the country to be able to pull in great events and make things happen at Fair Park. But inevitably, the fair will be involved in some of that. Some of the things like the July 4th event that happens at Fair Park every year.
That's a monster.
We're very involved in, you know, the Winter Classic, the NHL game that will be coming next year on January 1st. I am sure, although we don't know exactly how yet, we've already had meetings with the NHL and the Stars and are talking about creating a festival atmosphere around the Cotton Bowl to make it a real special event. But yeah, we consider ourselves a, you know, 365-day-a-year operation that's making an impact far beyond just the 24 days of the fair, for sure.
Has DART meant much to you? Does it help? Does it help make the fair more accessible? Do you find more people using it?
Absolutely. Every year, the DART train program has grown. It's really been pretty unbelievable. You know, traffic around Fair Park, around fair time, can get very difficult, especially on the weekends. And the DART trains arriving to our front gate have helped that tremendously.
I mean, that's a tremendous asset, you'd think, because it's right at your front door.
Yes, you know, it's, you know, traditionally the front door of Fair Park was right there where the DART stations led off on Perry Avenue. That used to be one of our slowest gates on the grounds because there's simply no parking on that side of the grounds. Now it's by far the heaviest traffic gates, and that's because of DART's arrival.
All right, so you're already working on the next state fair, which I guess in your frame of mind is not that far away. How can you top yourself? What are you working on? What's going to be different?
You know, every year that's always the challenge. Our team sits down and comes up with a plan, and it's one of the biggest challenges for us is trying to balance the traditions of the state fair, the things that people want to come to the fair and they want to see every year, and then keeping things fresh as well. And so every year, you know, we're bringing in new entertainment. We obviously work with a great group of concessionaires that come up with new and creative food items every year. Every year, you know, we're redeveloping different areas of the grounds just to freshen the product and make it, you know, accessible and ready for people to come back and say, hey, that's new, and new lighting programs, new festivities and events at night. Those are all things that we work on.
And there's always
year.
A theme of some sort. I mean, you know what your theme is going to be for the next one?
Yes, it's actually celebrating Texans' creativity. This year, you know, we're really kind of giving a nod to the creative arts program, which is extremely popular. That is something that's been around since the beginning of time as far as the State Fair of Texas is concerned. And so we're really pushing the creative arts program and wanting to try to get, you know, as many creative arts items put into the competitions as possible this year.
And that's a broad category, too, because, I mean, there was a time when people thought of creative arts as, you know, macrame or something, but it's, you know, it's all this STEM stuff too, you know, science and technology and engineering and math. And
absolutely.
It is a broad. So who's your boss? I mean, you run the place. You're the president, but is there a board?
We do. We have a board of directors, and it's a 20-member voting member board, and we have a newly elected chairwoman of the State Fair of Texas. Her name is Gina Norris, and Gina just became elected and took over as chairman of the board last week. So this is actually the first female chair of the State Fair of Texas that we've ever had.
That's fabulous. You know, so it's the State Fair of it's not the State Fair of North Texas or of Dallas-Fort Worth. It's the State Fair of Texas. So do you make an effort to, incorporate San Antonio and Houston and Austin and Brownsville and El Paso and other places?
We do. You know, it's obviously very important that we represent the entire state. And so that's one of the things that we've been working very hard on the past 5 years since I've been in this role, is really kind of getting back to the roots of celebrating Texas and the fact that, you know, this is a big celebration for Texas and all Texans that are welcome. And so when we have a visitor map, for instance, that we put out each year, where people will come up and they'll put little dots on where they're from. Well, you'll see dots from all over the state of Texas, every state in the country, and then probably, 100 plus different countries around the world. It's really a pretty amazing thing to watch.
Well, it should be, because it's a lot of fun. Okay, so for my money, keep the saltwater taffy guy there.
Okay.
We need him every year.
We can do that.
And consider putting in sideshows again, because anybody will pay to see like a three-headed snake or the world's largest mermaid or something. All right. I mean, those were the days.
Yes, those were the days.
The old days. State Fair of Texas, a fun job. Mitchell Gleiber is the president, has been for the last 5 years, and will be right through the bicentennial, at least, I would assume. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Very much appreciate being here.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.